the good thing was to see, you know, it's disappointing to see him foul out at that point in time. I was hoping to get him, you know, a curtain call at the end of the game. Nothing, you know, it doesn't always work out that way for a senior night that you hope to get a curtain call. But it was good to see that the game, with those two free throws, it went to 5. I think within 30 seconds, it went right back up to 10. Certainly some things happened in the end there that brought it back down again. And it was just good to see the guys in the end of the game finish the game without him and finish in an appropriate manner. Pressure free throws, take care of the basketball. So I think all that, you know, was a good solid finish. If we could have written it any better, we would have wanted to get the guy a curtain call. But we'll take the win and the fact that he wasn't on the floor for some critical periods and possessions towards the end.
Seemed like you had a little more trouble with their 1-3-1 in the second half than the first half.
Yeah, you know, one thing was we weren't getting as many misses, and so we weren't in transition as much, and we couldn't go at them and flatten them out in transition. There were a lot of dead ball situations, there were a lot of made baskets, and they did a good job getting wider on it, and they made us get wider, and I think as a result we started picking up our dribble, and we lost our comfort zone against it, basically. Then when we got in transition again, I think, you know, it was a little bit easier, but it was definitely problematic for us, for sure.
Coach, sometimes it's the little things that win games for you, and tonight it certainly was in the free throw line at the end of the game there. Some of the things you emphasize in practice, I imagine, don't sink into the kids right away, but then in the game you see how they pay out.
Well, you know, we've been good from the line for most of the year, and we've been good in pressure situations for most of the year. So as I said, it was good. This is probably as much tension, I think, as they've felt in a long time. Because, as I said, coming out of exams and not knowing how good you are and what your conditioning is and you know, kind of get a gauge on anything, I think there was much more tension the last two nights than they've had for a long time, not even the first two Dartmouth games. Obviously, the non-league schedule, we were just kind of playing games. But I thought for these two nights, they sensed a lot of tension, I think. And it's just good to have their music back on. It's good for them to win a game and good for them to go into the week, you know, even at 9-9, even at 2-2, and get back to working on some things like defense that we need to work on.
Is this the type of team where last night they took a double-digit lead in the first half and then they lose a game, which had to be disheartening for them? But to come back and win tonight, had to pick them right up again. So is this the type of team that's psychologically you can get them to rebound like that quickly?
I don't know. They're still pretty young, you know. And you know, when you start three sophomores and you're relying on a guy like Jeremy to come in off the bench and as a freshman. So I think school's really still out on the whole thing with this inexperience.
I guess the big question now is, what does this team have to do better the rest of the way to win without Brian?
Well, we have to guard. I mean, our defense is, you know, we've gone through some segments here of two critical issues. Number one, we put a very strong emphasis early in the year of guarding without fouling and getting to the free throw line ourselves. Now we wind up with one of the biggest differentials in the country in terms of making more free throws than our opponents even shot. In the process of doing that, we became soft on defense. Now it's like, so that hurt us. Then we had some games with Central and UNH. We had a series of games in the month of December where defense wasn't called upon until like overtime at Vermont and overtime or late in the game at Central Connecticut when we got down 20. So we weren't challenged to be a good defensive team. So the defense continued to slip and slip and slip. Then we go with a couple games like Irvine and Providence and we can't guard those guys. And then we get Sacred Heart, we can't guard them. So our defense has not been good. It's not where it has to be. It's commendable that we've got this differential from the free throw line, but we're not getting enough steals. The field goal defense is not overall where it needs to be to win in our league. Our three-point field goal defense has come down a little bit. So just globally, our team defense has to improve dramatically. With, you know, even if Brian was here, that would have been the case. We've proven we can score points, and we can get to the free throw line. But if we're not going to be able to guard effectively, we'll be struggling. We'll be running uphill in the league.
Brian fouled out of the game with about a minute and 34 seconds ago. We brought Brad Hunter in right away. Has that decision been made as to...
We'll have a summit meeting tomorrow. Brad's gotten a lot of the minutes, and it was good to see him. He's been effective in end-of-game situations in as an inbounder and making free throws, so it might be the logical one. I mean, Brian Darcy started for last year when Brian went down, so he hasn't got as much run this year. He's got some experience. Losing Kenyon Churchwell really hurts our rotation. We're down to three front-court players. We'll have to look at small players to play in the front court as well. So So it's going to be very challenging.
Is Harris' game coming along the way?
I thought so. You know, he's getting a few more rebounds here and there. He's picking his spots to drive the ball to the basket. He's got some confidence that he can get fouled when he goes to the. And so that's a big thing for him as a sophomore, that he feels that he can score in the low post there and score near the rim. So, yeah, he's coming along nicely, I think.
He's finishing a lot better for you than Thanks. He was early on in the season.
Yeah. You know, I think he's gotten a little more confidence. He's getting a little bit stronger. I think he's maturing. You know, he's not a finished product by any means, but I think he's gotten stronger and more confident and more about going to contact as opposed to earlier was doing this away from contact to try to get it high off the board. I think when he got some success going, because he's got these long arms, he gets hit, then I think he, as the team was trying to get to the free throw line, I think not only did he buy into it, he realized that it could be effective for him. Now as he's doing that, he's starting to go under the rim a little bit more than he had. So Evan's progress is excellent, I think.
Brown's a team that this year has looked pretty different from night to night. Were they a tough scout for you in that regard?
Well, they were tough because of the short week that we had on Tuesday. You know, we had 3 days, which is a very short week, to do two teams and then try to take a young group of guys and initiate them to Princeton concepts. So it was tough all along. I think when you play a short lineup like that and you get two guys that can bury the threes, you guys know, you know, whether it be Division I, Division II, you're playing two guys 40 minutes and they know they can take any shot they want. And that's a pretty scary lineup at any point in time, as opposed to a guy might not take it because he gets out of the game. These two kids know they're playing. They know they're going to take a lot of shots. That's kind of scary in itself. And I thought we did a good job early in the game keeping their catches under. Certainly Damon went off in the second half. We got to the free throw line. But those were very challenging covers for us tonight, more than anything.
Thanks.
My gears are over now.
Thanks.
No more questions about Brian.
No. Yeah. And he can't transfer it as a great